This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The huge consolidation and transformation of the music business that has accompanied the growth of the internet has produced some very entertaining nostalgia for the good old days. The TV show Empire is a fictional drama inspired by Motown's Berry Gordy and looks at the success of hip-hop. Empire is in its third season. But a big-budget attempt with Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger to duplicate that success, telling the story of rock and roll on HBO, the series Vinyl, has crashed and burned. In trying to tell the stories of drugs and the music moguls of the 1970s, Vinyl's cancellation maybe tells an even better story of how the whole TV business model is changing in the 21st century. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for The Guardian and Time, says HBO has started the summer by cutting its losses big time.
It has. It has canceled Vinyl. I guess the needle is scratching across the vinyl right now.
Jeez, if anyone, any of the younger people in our audience have any idea what we're talking about. But is it because it's a bad show? Is it because it just was too fringy?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things working against Vinyl. One, the expectations for the show were incredibly high. It had Martin Scorsese, it had Mick Jagger.
Really?
It had so much going for it. So the expectations were incredibly high. It also had a massive budget. So it was expensive. And it had a lot of expectations, and it consistently failed to live up to them.
This world, though, is amazing. I mean, the world of – I mean, it's kind of like Empire meets Goodfellas, right? It's sort of the white version of the record world
the 80s. Yeah, it was based in, like, 1970s New York, where the music industry is changing. Everyone's kind of hustling for the next big sound. They're looking at punk rock. They're looking at ways to turn bands like the New York Dolls into major label hits. And it has an incredible setting, and especially with the pedigree that was behind it, it should have been good. But expectations were high. The plot got really kind of off the rails. And there had been some mutterings that they were going to reboot the entire show for season two. But it wasn't one of those critically acclaimed shows that just didn't have an audience. It just didn't have an audience. Critics didn't love it. And it was expensive.
But what's the business model here? I mean, when HBO cancels something, it's certainly not because of the ratings in the traditional sense, because they're not getting ad revenue. Is it subscriptions? What is it?
I think they have sort of a brand that they're trying to upkeep where they're putting out some of the best television around. I mean, honestly, only AMC kind of comes close to the quality the TV shows that they're putting out. They want to keep their fan base happy. They want to keep the subscriptions coming in. They want to keep their, you know, standalone deals coming in. But at the same time, they did come up with a second season of Ballers.
you're not down with that? Dwayne Johnson can do no wrong, you know.
That's another show that has an incredible cast, but I feel like it's just sort of Entourage with a sports theme, and I'm not the
yes.
target audience for that show.
And your problem with that is?
Right. But Vinyl is definitely not one of those TV shows that people are going to miss. Like, I don't think in, you know, well, Vinyl, the record, may have had a resurgence 25 years later. I don't think people are going to look back at Vinyl, the television show, in 25 years and be like, man, people were really misunderstanding this show.
So that brings the question, in this era of quality television, I mean, is there a show that gets canceled that then will get resurrected in some down-the-road new universe of TV? Or are the shows that get canceled just ones that are awful?
Well, I feel like cancellation just doesn't mean what it used to. So, for example, take Nashville. It was on ABC, but it was very expensive because they had all these songs to license and all these songwriters to pay. And it got canceled, and people were pretty upset. And it got canceled on a serious cliffhanger. But now, gone are the days where a show got canceled and disappeared forever. Now you have places like Netflix or Hulu picking them up and recreating them. And now Nashville is going to CMT, which is great.
So we don't have the kind of show that gets canceled and comes back by popular demand. The popular demand is already clear. It's just moving to a different platform.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you look back, shows like Freaks and Geeks probably would have gotten picked up by someone like Netflix. Or if you look at the Gilmore Girls revival, even Deadwood, which got canceled after two seasons on HBO, there's still talk about a movie coming out.
Melissa Locker, have a great next week.
Thank you. You too.
Melissa Locker is a culture reporter for The Guardian, Time, and for us.